This past Monday was an exceptionally stressful day, and it wasn't over yet. I was on my way to pick up a to-go order for a two-hour training event that was scheduled that evening. It already felt late due to Sunday morning's time change, and the sunset colors reminded me of that. Coupled with the leaves that had finally decided to acknowledge the arrival of autumn, I was drawn in. The sun was setting behind me. I saw a blue heron wading in a quiet pond. The almost full moon was fresh in the sky from rising, and two egrets were lumbering overhead in the orange glow, looking for a place to roost. And even though I had an event starting at 5:30 p.m., I just wanted to pull off the road, stare at the moon, and watch the dusk birds fly.
Have you ever felt the weight of the world heavy on your chest? Have you ever thought to yourself, there's gotta be more than this? Have you ever seen a picture of a wonder somewhere far away? Felt a burning in your heart that you might be made for a different place? There's a shimmer in the eye and the veil of every single thing. We can catch a little glimpse right now, and they will see the whole thing. Something in my bones knows there's a shore that we can't see. We can catch a little glimpse right now, and they will see the whole thing. The whole thing. Have you ever cried wondering where a prayer unanswered goes? Swallowed up in the silence, scared to death that you're all alone. Have you ever heard a melody so familiar on the wind? You can swear your soul has heard it before, like an old forgotten friend. There's a shimmer.
Well, there you are. I don't know if you've heard that song yet, but you might want to hit the rewind button and listen again. It's called The Whole Thing, and it's off of Ellie Holcomb's brand new album, Far Country. It released back on September 12th, and it is astounding, y'all. and it is a wonderful follow-up to Ellie's last album from 2021 called Canyon. If you're not familiar with Ellie Holcomb, if you're not familiar with those two records, go listen to them back to back. They pair well with road trips or sunsets. I am grateful to Ellie for granting us permission to share this song with you through MusicBed Music Licensing. Well, welcome once again to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host. That scenario I just described at the start of today's episode is barely 2 days old. And I wish I could hit the rewind button on it and go back and relive it again. Because this time I might actually pull over to the side of the road and stare at the moon a while. I mean, if you can hit a rewind button, you can hit pause too, right? So who knows? I might still be sitting there right now. You see, sometimes we all need to be still and let our souls catch up with our bodies. The one who created the earth and everything in it, including you and me, designed us that way. And our world and our culture and the news and social media and our phones and our jobs and our choices and even our churches and good ministries are adding to that need for our souls to catch up. We are not made for the pace we're living. During the last 2 weeks of September, I took a vacation to Washington State. I spent the majority of those 14 days in Olympic National Park, which is spread across the Olympic Peninsula, which is 3,600 square miles, almost completely surrounded by the Puget Sound and the Pacific Ocean. Olympic was my main destination. I structured the entire trip around my time there, but there were two other national parks in the area I wanted to check out, so I spent a couple of days at the beginning of the trip in North Cascades. And then, almost as an afterthought, I scheduled my final 2 days at Mount Rainier. I counted it a last-minute blessing to secure a room reservation for one night at Paradise Inn, a historic park lodge that has been around since the 1920s. I'll say more about that in just a moment. I saw a lot of beautiful scenery. I hiked 56 miles through rainforest and along beaches and glacier-fed lakes. But when I began the 2 weeks, I was fried, completely wiped out, and I had to push myself through some pre-trip weariness and hesitation. I needed the time away, but it was almost as if I needed some time away to prepare myself for some time away. First day of travel was long, flying diagonally across the country from southeast to northwest. On the second day in the North Cascades, I had my first hike, and I had to push myself. On the third day, I arrived in Olympic, and thus began a series of near misses. I awoke the next morning at dawn to catch a glimpse of a black-tailed stag right outside my window, but all I caught was a glimpse. On my drive to the coast that day, I saw what looked like a bald eagle perched at the top of a giant spruce, but I could never position myself quite right to see him. That night, which happened to be on my birthday, I heard a barred owl calling in the forest. In the first mile of a 10-mile trek into the Ho Rainforest, I heard an elk bugle off in the distance. Over and over and over again, I felt like I was being drawn in to a chase. At one point, I was prompted to pray, "God, what part of my heart are you asking me to open up to you?" I was being beckoned deeper still, like receiving a series of invitations to a treasure hunt, like following one breadcrumb to the next. I was experiencing the beckoning from Jesus himself. He does that, you know. It's kind of like his calling card. Seek me first. Seek my kingdom first, and I'll add all these other things. Matthew chapter 6. Seek, and you will find. Matthew chapter 7. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 10. But sometimes, Sometimes it is as if we seek and seek and seek, and He never seems to be quite where we perceive Him to be leading us. What's up with that? Now, I believe His continual beckoning may at times be His way of unveiling to us how deeply we genuinely want to be with Him, to pursue Him. Or, at times, the beckoning reveals our soul's deeper need to be with Him, to stay with Him, to abide deeper still in Him. So that was the start of the vacation. Let me tell you how it ended. A few days after making the reservation at Paradise Inn at Mount Rainier, I learned why I snagged the last-minute room in the first place. A torrential rain fell in Mount Rainier early in September, and the floodwaters clogged the water system filters for the whole Paradise area. So yes, you could get a room, but there was no running water, no showers, no restaurants, no bathrooms. And about a week before my reservation, I received this news. The water was still out, and no one knew when or if it would be fixed. I decided to keep the reservation. Under the circumstances, it would cost me nothing if I canceled last minute. And again, the idea of going to Mount Rainier was an afterthought. I was so focused on one park that I hardly even considered that one. So on my last Sunday morning, I left Olympic, headed toward Mount Rainier. And that's when I finally decided to go ahead and keep the reservation and not worry about any possible minor inconvenience that might await me there. And I was driving toward Mount Rainier, and I was about 60 miles out when I saw it for the first time on the horizon. My heart leapt to my throat when I saw how massive it was. Its summit was a beckoning all to itself. I drove with heightened anticipation. 2 hours later, I arrived at Paradise Inn, and to my surprise, I was told some of the rooms now had running water, including mine. I unloaded my bags, grabbed my backpack, quickly decided upon a trail, and I set out. At this point, it was as if Rainier was a mountainous magnet, and I was a metal shaving. I set out for a late afternoon evening hike on the Skyline and Golden Gate Loop, only 3.8 miles with a climb of about 950 feet. Certainly doable in the daylight that remained. And I was a different hiker at the end of vacation than I was at the beginning. But along the way, I encountered a sign that read Panorama Point, 1.9 miles. And again, I felt the prompting. I felt the beckoning. It was as if the day had been set according to Proverbs 20:24. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? I certainly didn't understand it, but I was intrigued. So I changed course, and I set out towards a destination that I didn't know it at the time, but it would bring me as close to Mount Rainier as I could get without actually strapping on crampons. I followed the beckoning, sight unseen, and I went from a total of 3.8 miles to 5.2 miles instead. And instead of an elevation gain of 950 feet, suddenly I'm going 1,700 feet. And along the way, I had my first up-close encounter with a mountain goat, an animal I had only seen from long distances away at Glacier in Yellowstone in years past. And less than an hour and a half later, I arrived at Panorama Point, 30 minutes before sundown. I lingered at Panorama Point for 15 to 20 minutes, and then I headed back down the trail. Now, I have a hiking headlamp, and they work great when you have them in your pack, but they're absolutely useless back in your room. I was 2.5 miles away from the lodge, and the sun was on the other side of the mountain. And I made it to the lodge just as complete darkness swallowed me up. The next day, I awakened intoxicated by the fresh air of a rainy Monday mountain morning in Paradise on Mount Rainier. I set out on one more hike in the rain that morning to a waterfall before I came off the mountain to return to the limitations of civilization. It was as if the whole 2 weeks was all about the continual beckoning of God. The elusive chase faith can sometimes seem to be. It was as if the whole journey was to beckon me to one place, a place I never fully considered to go, a mountain I never intended to climb, a trail I knew nothing about when I set out on the journey, a moment of Christ-haunted time on an evening landscape that continues to feed me, especially when my mind and my body remain still so my soul can catch up and hear what God has to whisper. So let me close with this encouragement today. Would you be prepared to follow wherever and whenever Jesus beckons you? I'm pretty confident He already is beckoning. Maybe, perhaps, you just haven't noticed yet. Until next time. You're never, never, we're just making our way back home. We're never, the circle is wider, higher, deeper, brighter. Circle is wider, higher, deeper, brighter. There's a shimmering behind the veil of every single thing. We can see you.